So now there is a period of walking meditation, and during the walking we also would like to encourage you to investigate the presence or absence of the awakening factors, the bhujangas. And maybe you can feel a bit daunted, there are seven factors, and do I have to remember and how I'm going to do this, you know, while walking and having my awareness on the feet. But really what I think I would like to encourage you is while you walk, particularly maybe if you feel not so collected, you know, when you before you start or at the end of your walking path, you know, to just check in what you, in a sense, viscerally, you know, how you sense in your body and in your mind, in the whole mind-body complex, how that feels, you know, what is the sense of that? Is there some ease? Is there some pleasantness? You know, and more get a sense of it, because it is really that what we like to recognize and to remember. In the mindful movement, quite often I said, in between, you know, take a mental note of how you're feeling right now. You know, this is more like it. Take a mental note once in a while. And just notice what it feels like. Because some of these bhujangas, when some of them, they sneak in on the back door, you know, and it's very quietly, you know, and you hardly notice. So sometimes it's really quite subtle, and we have to get a sense of that. And sometimes, you know, they come in quite loudly, kind of almost banging with the doors, and then we kind of our system can get a bit shaken by this, you know, and then we lose it, and then we get frustrated. And it is really kind of realizing that our mind has to get used to the states and has to start to recognize. So at some point there's going to be a knowing, you know. So your mind is going to learn and to understand. There's going to be a knowing of where you are. So not so much to worry about, you know, how much is there of mindfulness and how much is there of energy and how much do I have of investigation going on? Is there anything of the piti present, you know, and how much tranquility? It's more really just to get a general sense of what is happening while you're walking. If you feel quite collected, you know, maybe have 50%, you know, awareness on the walking and 50% on, you know, how it senses, you know, in the whole, as I say, mind-body complex. And if you feel quite collected, you know, take a stop once in a while. Slow down, you know. Slowing down always eases and allows more to deepen also into these experiences, you know. So it's really, I like the word kind of being touched by these states or leaning into this kind of leaning into these factors, you know. So it's a very subtle movement, and this is what Akinsha has been talking about, the shooting over, you know. We kind of realize and then we get a bit excited and oof, and then it's gone, you know. So it's really, it can be subtle movements. And sometimes when it's quite stable, then oh wow, this is what it is like, you know. So and then just be with that and again sense into it, so your mind body gets used to being with these experiences. So while you're walking, you know, wherever you are, even maybe a bit more on the walking, or if you feel quite settled, more on what is happening in my body-mind complex, right? So I'm sorry, there's one more, and I think the last announcement about the CE credits. If you want, you have the CE credits, you have to participate in the closing talk tomorrow morning. Yeah, and you have to sign out afterwards. So, all right, enjoy your walking. Oh, and sorry, there is also a sign-up sheet for bell ringers for tomorrow. So if you feel inspired, if you have a lot of bhujangas, have a look at the sheet.